Time to wake up. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready because it is time to rock. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am the scorekeeper, and you are listening to the Saturday morning block of sports here on, well, anywhere, not even the internet, not even in the real world. Yes, I said it. You are listening to the sporting block. And I am your host, Roger Noriega, and I got to tell you, for the rest of you that are listening, just hold on. I'll have the chat room and everything open in just a little bit. I just had to go with some different music because my musical repertoire was not ready to go. Or in other words, that was just a cheap excuse for me not being ready. But I am opening the chat room and waiting with bated breath for the big dog's arrival. Oh, my God. I believe that was the big dog. I have to go outside because he's coming in through the back of the property. Oh, jeez. Hold on. I got to get him right now. Yes, it's locked, and I did not know he was going to come in through the back. So I got to get him open. I don't know which one it is. I have no idea. So we're live. Here, big dog. Keep transmitting. What's up, everyone? Yes.
Look at the whole name. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm Jesus. That's all. Okay.
God, choose your personality.
Well, folks, I mean, we are making things happen. I go past the cat this morning. I got to see if she's okay. I think I may have crushed her.
I think I beat the living crap out of Luna right now, trying to get out to go.
What? I'm glad it's good. Trying to log in right now. And everything's great, big dog. We're just getting going. No, those are just tears. Tears of my wife.
Oh, thank you. Your tears of joy, maybe?
No. There are never tears of joy when my wife is in tears.
Anyway. Well, I am sorry to hear that.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, so am I. Yeah, so am I. Yeah, so. Well, big dog, how you doing?
Doing good, way better than last week.
So happy you're here. I gotta go see what's wrong with that cat. I mean, I really kicked the shit out. We're trying to go get you right now.
Oh, she was right down the floor.
No, not the small one, Nellie, the other one, the mama.
Oh, my gosh.
And the big dog, you are Bob Dodson, is hoping you're doing well. Terry Zahn is hoping you're doing
bigger is better.
You have a brand new laptop.
It's a wireless mouse with a Bluetooth mouse.
Yes?
Big dog?
Yes?
Owen.
Yeah, no,
and, I know. And Owen, also the tax man.
That's right. That's right. You can thank that criminal anytime.
I do. And I do, and I do, and I do. And I got to look up Mr. Noriega.
Holy crap, big dog. This is nice.
It is.
What did I buy for you? Tell me, what did I buy?
The taxman bought me a 17.3-inch Lenovo, 1 terabyte.
Oh, fuck you. Really?
12 gigabytes of RAM.
You're so full of shit. Why doesn't the scorekeeper get that from the taxman?
Blu-ray.
Stupid.
Blu-ray player.
How much did it cost you?
Just over $1,000. Only.
I just shriveled up.
Wow.
It was like $1,040.
Big dog, yes. You are welcome. The Tech-Man, welcome.
And Tech-Man also bought me new glasses, too.
I just noticed
it had been
that
like
you told
7
me.
Years wow. I had glasses.
Did you get them at Walmart?
Actually, I went to buy them I went to Lens Crafters because I wanted them in an hour, but, you know, since my eyes are so effed up, It took them 5 days to get it.
Wow. Folks, chat room is about to open up, and the chat room is now open. You can give us a call at 347-637-2306. You have to understand, the Big Dog hasn't been here in, like, 3 years, and I miss him. I miss him terribly. And Terry is hoping you are well. He's worried. And Carol is hoping you are well as well. I saw them yesterday.
The first lieutenant.
The chief engineer. No, the chief engineer. She is our Belana Torres. I was having breakfast at Roberta's in Laverne, and it's all white. All white. They kept looking at me. I'm like, what?
Because they wanted you to bust the tables.
I'm not going to bust the tables. I've never done that in my life. Well, okay, I did in the seminary. But I'm not going to do that. Hell no. Hell no. Are you kidding me, Big Dog? Me, bust tables? Nah. I got to see how the little kitty is doing this morning, and I really kicked the crap out of her, literally.
Yeah, good evening, y'all.
Well,
glad that... No, you're not. I saw that evil little smile on your face when you kissed her. But anyways, guys, it's great to be back. Thank you all for having me in your thoughts and prayers. I really appreciate it. I seem to be having roller coaster days, so it takes some getting used to, and... but hopefully I've turned the corner, and we will see, and... I will continue to be doing this all the time now.
Wow.
I'm hoping.
I didn't hear what you said because I stepped out, but I just was attending to Luna, and I feel that I am hurting everyone and every woman in my life right now. Oh, and speaking of hurting women in my life, let's go to our first caller, and we're going to make it happen.
We have a caller already?
Yes, of course we have a caller. Good morning, sweetheart. How are you doing this morning?
Wow, that's how you treat me, huh, Rod? How scorekeeper?
Yeah.
Nothing but love. I see how it is.
Yeah, but you're one of the loves of the life that I need to respect a lot more. So it's Dream. Oh, you're asking. Oh, okay. Good morning, Dream. Are you on your way to work this morning?
Not quite yet. I'm heating up the morning coffee. And it's good to have you back, Big Dog. It's good to hear your voice. Hello?
No, I was just told by the Big Dog something nasty, so I apologize. So you're warming up the coffee this morning?
Yep, I'm warming it up, man. I'm throwing the water in the microwave and about to make some of my favorite coffee. Not going to brew today. I'm just doing instant. But this is some of the best coffee, best instant coffee I've had in a long time. So,
is it Shibalia coffee? The coffee of champions?
No.
No,
this is even better. This is a Vietnamese-style coffee. This packet is a 3-in-1, so it comes with the coffee, cream, and sugar all rolled into one. Throw it in, and you're up for hours. It's good stuff, man. It's really strong.
Okay, well, we'll see.
No, but Richard Hatch has.
Yes, Richard Hatch has tried Shibalia coffee. We gave them all. John Billingsley, we gave them all. Vaughn Armstrong. Yeah, that was good. But all right. Well, folks, we're getting the show going. We ask you to bear with us a moment. Chat room, as I mentioned, is open. And we're ready to get going. And I guess the Big Dog is feeling better. Oh, my God, he actually has notes this morning.
Yeah. Good news.
Does that mean that we're returning to, like, the professional?
Wow.
I had to say it. Are we returning to the professionalism of before, Big Dog?
Possibly.
All right, well, that means I got to get my...
The possibilities are there.
Yeah, the possibilities are there.
Well,
you've
had a lot of time off to prepare. So.
Big upset.
Yeah, he actually has had a lot. Number 3 went down, huh? Oh, my God.
Krzyzewski's not going to know what to do for the next few weeks.
He's certainly not going to watch TV. Like, kill the volume. Kill the volume. I don't care. Kill the volume. I hate hearing myself on a feedback loop. I mean, that's like a lame Star Trek episode in the second season of The Next Generation. Did you know the second season of The Next Generation sucked? I mean, other than Q Who, well, there might have been another one, Measure of a Man, and even only so much. Second season of Next Generation sucked. I said it.
That's not good.
Yeah, now Jeff Ferguson's going to, when he hears this, he's going to say, you hate Star Trek. Blow me, you prick.
But they made up for it, though, right?
I'm sorry, what?
They made up
for it. Yeah, they did.
The
my God, they did, yeah. Well, folks, we're ready to go this morning. Let's get serious. We got a lot of sports to talk about. Welcome, Laker fan, in the chat room. It's about time to get your lazy ass in there. I'm so happy you're here, Big Dog. You're looking better. You are.
I am feeling better.
That is so good. I'm so happy. Would you like a cup of coffee too, Big Dog?
No.
Are you sure? I'll go over there and heat one up a la Dream. Okay. Folks, let's get to this. Breaking. Well, actually, let's take a page out of the News Daily, or what was it, the Sports Daily? What was it called? Back in the late 80s? That newspaper that was the Sports Daily that you and I read?
National.
The National. Let us take a page out of the National, folks, and let us report on this. Early this morning, apparently, a Chinese satellite spotted a fairly big chunk, and I believe it is marked with the colors of the airline down there in the, well, not the Southern Ocean, but the Indian Ocean. So our hopes and prayers are with that family and that they are able to find closure quickly. And for everyone else, the cranks, the geeks, the conspiracy theorists, yeah, that's you, Carlos, and pretty much every other pathetic loser out there, a big F-U for taking advantage of this situation, and instead of trying to use your stupidity in trying to help these people or sympathizing with these people, you guys were just talking about conspiracy theories, and it's pathetic, people. People lost their lives, and families are mourning, and you dumb mother effers are taking advantage. Oh, that's right. These people live in basements. That's right. That's right. Anyway, I'm going to bring him on right now. He always shows up when I'm...
And all the Chinese families were kicked out of their hotels. I don't know if you heard that one.
I did not hear that one.
Formula One is coming in.
Oh, hold on.
So the...
This weekend?
Yes. So the all the hotels said, sorry, guys, I know your families are gone and probably dead, but, you know, we have rooms that are already been paid for. Get out. We will move you somewhere else. So they put them all on buses and shipped them into the Motel 6 version of, you know, their version.
Oh, my God. The Big Dog almost had a slip-up right here. And speaking of slip-ups, he never has on one of the leading sports programs here on Blog Talk Radio. He is the man, the myth. No, actually, Steve, he's a Southern gentleman. He's real. Well, maybe in Southern California, he might not be real. He might be a myth. Find out.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Good morning, Brian.
How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Hope all's well with you. And I didn't get to catch the story you're talking about, but Roger, I don't see you pissed off much, but I don't know what got you pissed off, but I'm interested now.
I'm pissed off because there are idiots out there, Brian, that are taking advantage of this whole situation with the Malaysian Airlines 370, and it's pathetic.
Oh.
I just took a page out of the National, talked about the real world real quick. It looks like they may have found a piece of the plane because I believe it not only does it look like, does it feel like, because it feels like, but it also has the color of the airline on there in a manner consistent with a piece that you would find. So hopefully this one is it. And it just, I'm pissed off with all those cranks and all those, you know, mama cellar dwellers that are taking advantage of this and calling this conspiracy theory. Folks, down there, the technology is not the same as us. They lose planes. They lose them on a regular basis. It's what it is. And they do. I mean, they don't have the same search and rescue that we do. They don't have the same technology that we do. It's just, you know, it's the way it is. We are the richest kid in the block, and We've had it better. Huh, Brian, isn't it true?
You know, we have
it, it is true.
Did you hear him? Did you hear what the big dog said?
I couldn't hear him.
The big dog said, you're right, scorekeeper. We have the dogs that look for the cadavers, and over there they have the chickens that look for the cadavers. You stupid son of a...
That was hilarious.
They
can't
find us,
God, shut up, big dog. We just lost our Asian audience. We just lost our entire Asian audience.
Save them in the morning, eat them in the afternoon.
Now, before we lose Dream to this stupidity, Dream, come on in on it.
Dude, what is the big news of the day? Tell us. What happened? You said you had breaking news.
Oh, I didn't have breaking news.
You had big news.
I had interesting news.
And we're going to talk sports?
Yeah. It was very interesting.
What happened?
Gretzky has been traded for Socha.
Oh, I know. I heard. And someone asked me, so are they good? I don't know. They got traded. In one of the only times ever, big name children are traded for one another. Unbelievable,
yes.
But big dog. Let's get to it.
The Angels and the Cubs. This happened Thursday.
Lucky bastard Gretzky for getting away.
Yep.
Obviously, they're unhappy with Socha. They traded his son away.
It said Trevor Gretzky looked like a decent enough prospect. He's 21 years old, but he's only managed a grand total of one homer and 17 walks with 61 strikeouts in 76 games in A-ball.
That's bad.
Matt Socha has never been considered a prospect.
But it was hired because of a favor of two dads.
In the 45th round, he was drafted out of college.
It's like the last pick.
In 2011, he's hitting just .222 with three homers with a .544 OPS in 127 games while failing to advance past Class A ball.
My grandma.
At the age of 24.
My grandma had a higher OPS than that, and she's dead. Unbelievable.
Well, so... Socha's gone and Gretzky's in.
Wow. All right.
When you saw that, did that catch your eye? Or?
I kind of laughed. I was like, man, do those players suck that much? I guess so. Look at the numbers. Wow. There you go. Well, yeah, you see, look, even the peanut gallery that's joining us this morning think they suck, that they don't even want to say anything.
What is it with Tommy John surgery? Everybody seems to be going down with that today, this Cactus League season.
I think that they're just overdoing it now, big dog. These pitchers are pussies. They're pussies. How is it that they continually have all these surgeries over and over and over? And, I mean, look, Tommy John blew out his elbow once. He had the surgery, and he threw forever. He never had a second surgery, never got hurt in that manner again. Why is it that these pussies are getting hurt all the time?
Yep. Now Bruce Rodman.
I'll give you three letters, scorekeeper. PTO, paid time off. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, well, Bruce Rondon will miss the season. He is the
like a manager.
That's right. The Tigers are reliever. Of course, he had a torn ligament in his right elbow. And, of course, he was the eighth-inning setup man for Detroit. But you had
an eighth-inning setup man? What the fuck? Who the hell is the eighth-inning center man? Who the hell is the seventh-inning center man? And who's the sixth? Oh, my God. Do you know that that's, like, different levels of pussiness?
Yep.
And not the good kind, you know, that you are what you eat? No, in baseball, if they – could you imagine this? Going as a free agent trying to sign with another team? I am the sixth-inning setup man.
Otherwise,
what the hell is that?
Otherwise, back in the day, known as the long reliever.
Yeah, I suppose. But even then, the long reliever pitched more than one inning.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Specialist, but there's a lot to be said for paid time off.
Long reliever meant just that. He came into the sixth and could go to the ninth if needed.
Actually, the long reliever, yes. And the long reliever was the second inning when your pitcher got shelled for 12 runs. You need something to eat. I was a long reliever.
Pitches from the second inning all the way to the sixth.
Dream. You're talking dirty this morning. Yes, that is right. You need a guy that's going to go out there and pitch some innings. And it's the fifth guy on the bullpen. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me explain to you in modern-day baseball terms. He is the 17th pitcher on your modern day pitching staff. Okay, that's the long man. You're 17th guy. So there you go.
Well, you had
actually no. It would never go that high. It would be 16 because you still need some guys out in the field. Well, it could be 17 because you have 8 guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the DH in the American League, so it could be. It has to be.
Well,
I exaggerate.
Rondon adds to the list of Atlanta's Chris Meldon and Brandon Beachy, and Oakland's Gerard Parker, and Arizona's Patrick Corbin. All those already in this, not even season beginning, already all have to have Tommy John surgeries.
Yeah, but one of them's going to have a second go-round.
Yes, I believe it was Brandon Beachy.
I'm sorry.
Brandon Beachy, I believe.
Was that well timed or what?
Yes, it was very well timed.
Yes.
You know, that's pretty bad when you blow out your own
twice.
Twice, yeah.
And he hasn't even been to the big game. The show yet.
So Rondon was 1-2 last year with a 3.45 ERA as a rookie, striking out 30 people in 28 2/3. This year he had 1.29 ERA in 7 games. That he pitched before he blew out.
Really?
Before he blew out his elbow.
1.79?
1.29.
1 point. Oh, my God. That is microscopic. Well, it's low. It's very low.
Yeah, but this is, you know.
No, I'll take. Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, baseball fans, if you're going to get hard up and excited over a spring training statistic, I mean, Brian, for Major League Baseball fans to get excited over spring statistics is like, what they do during the preseason for football, right, sir? They're meaningless.
It is. It means nothing. It means nothing. Statistics in preseason or spring training mean nothing. I don't even look at them. Unless it's a rookie or somebody I do not know, just to kind of get a feeling, you know, fantasy draft or something. But no, it means nothing.
I mean, guys, look, if anyone has anything to brag about, it's the Yankees, and I'm scared because I told the big dogs. There's a Yankee, I'm not the tradition. I mean, we win, yes, that's a tradition. But, no, there is a, not a corollary, well, I was going to explain. What is in geometry? Oh, a theorem, right? There's a theorem that if you do well in the spring season, you're going to suck through the regular season. Ask the Royals, ask the Pirates over the last 20 years. They are awesome in the spring season, in the spring training. They suck in the regular season.
So the Yankees right now are doing awesome.
Well, the Yankees always suck in the preseason, and they usually do very well because it's one thing. It's because veterans are on the team, and veterans are just getting ready for the season. When you have a
veteran lineup, they're like, "Hey, spring training, what's the
you're just getting ready."
There's no stretch.
When you have a bunch of phenoms that are struggling to get on the team and fighting. The numbers are always better. They always do better during the spring training. But there is a corollary. I worry because it's true. My father said years ago, how are the Yankees doing the spring training? Oh, they suck, Dad. He says, we'll see you in October. And, you know, he was right, man. When the Yankees suck in spring training, they do very well. So everyone thinks, well, when they're doing very well, they're going to be bad. Well, no, there is a corollary to that theorem. That rule does not apply to the Yankees. Yeah, I thought you would like that one, Dream. I thought you would. It's true.
It is.
Even in the preseason, when the Yankees are doing well, that means holy crap, baseball. I mean, it has happened. I think it was in 1989 or 1990 when the Yankees like went like 29-1 in spring training, and they went like 30-160. In the regular season. But
it's with the Yankees, it's like when they're bad, they're good, and when they're good, they're awesome. So it's a matter of fact.
And
that is so true, Dream.
Well, we did forget.
There's a lot that we forgot.
Yes, the season has started. We forgot about that.
This morning.
Yes.
As a matter of fact.
Kershaw, dude. Those Dodgers.
You're out of practice.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be switching to international sports now, and we're going to be talking about Los Dodgers contra Los Arizona Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks?
I got my accent. So that
yes.
You know, as I went from East LA to Spaniard,
Yes, talk about the Los Doyers.
Doyers. They are now 1-0.
You say with love. Think of where you're from. You were in East L.A. for a long time. You were right there, right by the King Taco on 3rd Street. And anyone who's in Southern California knows exactly what I'm talking about.
So, isn't it default that if you live anywhere near a King Taco, you have to have a really thick accent?
And
I think just by default.
Yes, it's very true. So let's speak of Los Doyers.
Well, see, the problem was, see, I missed the game.
Shut up, right?
I missed the game because I was chopping for some Charmin in my Chevy. and I got thirsty, so I ordered a Coke and a Sprite. And I was with my girlfriend, Chata.
No,
I was with my girlfriend, Chata.
No, you were with your Haina. You were with your Haina.
I like Chata porque está chichona. And
oh my God, you do speak with accent.
Anyway,
that was well done, big dog.
The
it's not your girlfriend, it's your hyena. Yeah.
The Diamondbacks 3-1 yesterday, so they are now 1-0. I believe they have one more game.
Yes, one more.
And then they come back home, and then
they'll rest for a few days.
They'll rest for a few days and open the regular season.
I believe it's this weekend coming up.
No, 8 days, 10 hours, 32 minutes, and 53 seconds
so
to opening day.
Sunday night.
Yes, next Sunday.
Yes, next Sunday.
Sunday, March 30th at 8 PM Eastern time.
Who opens up? Like it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the Yankees. They rarely ever open up on Sunday night. Because they're trying to bring baseball to the masses, so they have to bring everyone else.
Well, you know, the one good thing is, right now, you know, a lot of people are happy because the Mets have a winning record.
Holy crap, they do?
Yeah, they're 0-0. But the only time they're going to see it is
positive
side.
That's the best record they've had in a long time.
Sorry, Tanya.
And Taryn, also, Taryn made her return this Wednesday.
Ah.
It was very entertaining. So, Brian, how's everything going out there now that baseball season has started? Has your world come to an end now?
I mean, you have these fans out here that think the Braves are going to win a World Series. That's how sick they are here.
You know, Brian?
I mean, Braves will never win a World Series, man. It's not going to happen. Not again.
Well, they won one. They should have won more. You know, and in 96, guys, they had it in 96. They really did. When they went two games up on the Yankees, that was a depressing time. But,
Jim Leyrich's sorry ass. Wasn't that his name? Jim Leyrich hit that home run?
Yes, Jim Leyrich. And, you know, it's funny you would say Jim Leyrich because he was my favorite player until he killed someone, that dumbass. But he got people killed, and we asked him to be on NDB Media, and we blew him off. So F you, Jim Leyrich. I mean, no one wants to talk to you, and we did. So F you. You know, we want to help you sell your book, and you don't want to be on with us. Oh, by the way, how many copies did you sell? Yeah, way to go, Jimmy. Yeah, Dick.
Two. Both to his mom.
Yeah. Both to his mom. That was
good. Storekeeper, I only go to games early. I'm excited for baseball season so I can go the first month of the season. After that, man, you can't go to Atlanta in the summertime. You'll die. So I'm looking forward to cool weather and baseball. That's what I like.
And they'll never see it in October, so it's okay.
Brian, that's funny. We're all taking cheap shots at each other this morning because that's what we do. But, Brian, all kidding aside, it really is pretty humid right out there during the summer. Describe to us reasonably how we could understand. I mean, why don't you go to games like in June, July, and August?
Well, I mean, I don't think you understand humidity unless you live in it. It's 100 degrees outside, 103, and it feels like 130. I mean, that's what it feels like, and you have to carry a bottle of lotion just to make sure you don't get cancer that day. So it's terrible, and you have to spend like $100 on water Gatorade. You can't drink beer. I mean, I don't understand how people drink beer in weather like that, but they do. But I drink Gatorade and water, and it's a very expensive trip for me.
Man.
Wow.
I thought you were just going to say, I choose life. Life.
Oh, that was good.
But it's miserable.
I like that.
I wish the Braves would build a dome. I would love a dome team to where you could go watch baseball. And I know you probably think I'm a pussy, but, man, it's nice to sit in a dome and watch a baseball game.
No, Brian, I don't think we consider you a pussy on that. We understand it gets pretty hot down there, and we know the weather, and we get that. I mean, the big dog and I are not big fans of hot weather either. I don't know about Dream when it comes to going to games, but, I don't want to go to a game.
We're going through a drastic weather change right now, man. We're going from, like, a heat wave, what was it, like, mid-80s to, like, a freezing temperature that's going into the 70s in the weekend. So, I mean, it's going to be cold, man. Got to get ready for that.
I love cold weather. Cold weather's the best. Hot, I'll pass.
I don't know. Hey, Brian, I know you missed that, brother, or maybe you're just flat on ignoring him, but there were like 18 cheap shots on that last phrase, Dream. We went from a heat wave of 80 to a cold, freezing cold of, what did he say, 50?
70.
Oh, 70. I have a
question, Dream. Who's your team?
I'm a Yankee fan, but
that's just
it's hard to take a cheap shot on the Yankees. So I mean, wherever you can take one, just throw it out there.
It is. It's hard. Hell, I've got 100 right off the top of my head I could take. But you know, I'm the gentleman, the Southern gentleman, as Roger says. So I try not to do that.
Oh, please do. I mean, if you've got a cheap shot for every year the Braves miss the World Series, go for it, man.
Hey, I cannot say anything. They did choke many years. The Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball. Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna love this one, Brian. You're gonna love this one. I just found out that the Cowboys and the Raiders have both signed 10-year contracts with the last spots in their divisions for the next 10 years. So we're gonna be good.
What a dick. You stupid 49er fan. You can go to hell. What an idiot.
I thought he was a Seahawks fan. That's what I thought he
no,
was.
No, well, close. He's a 49er fan. Hey, wait a
I'm
minute.
I am a Niner fan through and through.
Yes.
I think Big Dog's a Raiders fan, right?
No. Big Dog is a Green Bay Packer.
Oh, that's right. Who is...
I'm a Raiders fan who follows the Green Bay Packers. Wait a minute. No. You said you are a Green Bay Packer.
No.
I think he says he's a Packer fan to the public to avoid embarrassment.
Okay, you know what? He's a Raider. I'm a Raider. I mean, how much more embarrassment did you want than that? But, you know, we have news that the Raiders may have a new quarterback.
No, they do have a new quarterback.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
they do.
There was all kinds of quarterbacks being
bandied about.
Yes.
Anyway.
He's a good quarterback.
Sorry?
Yeah, I missed it. We all wanted to say something. What was that, Brian?
I said he's a good quarterback. He's better than anything the Raiders have had in a long time. So, I mean, it is an upgrade.
But you still need someone to catch the ball.
Yeah, hope springs eternal. Brian, you are at, I guess we have two Raiders here. We have a 49er. Oh, that's going to go over real well. Who's your team there, Brian? And don't tell me Auburn.
No, it's Carolina.
That's right. I'm so sorry. Yes, it is Carolina. You are right there. Okay, well, I'm going to bring him on right now because he's being a stalker. So I'm going to bring him on.
Oh, yeah. loving man. Yes, I was wrong.
Good morning, Couch Potato. How are you this morning?
Not bad. I can't get as high as you can in the morning. So, you know, I'm in my just woke up singing voice. But that made my day. How you doing?
Good morning, Couch Potato. I'm glad you're doing well this morning. And this is great. If we had Cuervo, I guess life would be perfect because we have Dream, we have Brian, we have...
Where is Cuervo?
Holy crap, the big dog is here.
With Notes?
The big dog is here. And Notes! That means he's feeling well. Oh, by the way, I have a comment from the traveling man to everyone and the chief engineer. I had breakfast with him early Friday morning. Oh, my God.
Simon loves the traveling man.
Terry's on. I spoke to him at length, well, relatively speaking. I think I only saw him for like 50 minutes on Friday morning, and it felt like 2 minutes because we were in a rush. But TZ's traveling back to Vegas. Oh, by the way, oh, my God, we're still set for Las Vegas, aren't we, Sonny?
As far as I'm going. when is it, guys? When is the date?
December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Sonny. The traveling man now lives in Vegas.
Ah, so you got a place to crash, too.
I guess we could, but I'm not going to ask him for that. No, but I'm saying that he's in Vegas. He is going to visit with us to talk sports on those days. He and the engineer are doing this.
Great. I love having him on. If I had to guess of my favorite caller of all time on Blog Talk Radio, it's got to be Traveling Man.
You know, he's made it for the big dog and me, too. He has. He is no longer traveling, so we're going to have to come up with a different name for him because they sold a motorhome, and that's not giving up private information. That's a fact. he's done. He is 76 years old, guys.
76 years young.
76 years young. He'll be 77.
So they're going to come.
Oh, wait a minute.
They're going to come down.
Crap.
They're going to come down out of the penthouse of the Caesar's Palace to come visit us?
Oh, you're funny. No, they have a palatial estate in Las Vegas.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they do. And anyway, they're going to visit with us, Sonny, during that weekend. And he says, really? December 5th, 6th, and 7th? And Carol's all jazzed about it. She goes, they're going to be at Vegas? Wow! We're going to be there. So that was a chief engineer saying that. That was neat.
And he remembers being in, because, you know, he used to have lunch with the owner.
You're an ass. You're an ass. You're an ass. But welcome, good morning. Anyway, the traveling man wanted to thank everyone at Sports Talk with the Guys, and that's you, Brian, that's you, Dream, that's you, Couch Potato, Cuervo, the big dog, and myself, because they said that they look forward to this. It has always been a thrill when they were calling in, when they were traveling everywhere. It was a lot of fun. It was great. And they're going to be joining us in December. So anyway, that was another tangent I went off on. And I got to tell you, I want to welcome everyone in the chat room who's in there. And everyone listening live, you are listening to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. What are you doing, TikTok? Are you selling me out?
I'm just wondering what your thoughts.
You have a brand new computer, though. It's bitching.
I'm just wondering what your thoughts are.
Are you okay with me feeling it up like
sure.
that? And so I'm just running my fingers across the edge.
I'll wipe it down later.
Dude, it's just my fingers.
Hey, quit fondling the laptop, okay?
Don't be. I'm sorry. What was that?
Quit fondling the laptop.
Dude, when you see what he purchased, you'll understand why I'm fondling it. Oh, wait, but let's establish this right now, big dog. Is it a male or a female? Your laptop.
A female, of course.
Thank God.
Of course.
I'm getting worried there.
Is this a glimpse into the possible future for the Dodgers where Mr.
Are we still with Los Dodgers?
Mr. Puig went 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts. And he had a horrible Cactus League, Summer League, whatever the hell you want to call it. So everybody's wondering, you know, is this the sophomore jinx, as they all love to call it?
The big dog, again, I think the pressure is really beginning to tell on this poor kid. I think it was Brian, actually, that went to bat for Yasiel Puig by saying,
Somebody needs to
go to the bathroom because he came back from town
right now. That was a great setup. Andy, a high five there, baby.
That's right. Folks, Yasiel Puig is incredibly talented. I believe the Dodgers have a player, and if they can teach this guy to actually play baseball, this guy's going to be, and I use this term very carefully, he is going to be
a future Hall of Famer?
Oh. He is Raul Mondesi incarnate. Raul Mondesi before he's done. Raul Mondesi had the arm, the speed, the bat, the glove. Raul Mondesi was really an exciting player. And Yasiel Puig can not only be that level, maybe even be better. And I don't know, Brian, you tell me. I think you were the one that defended this kid. He had an atrocious spring. What do you think? The big dog laid down the gauntlet. Is this the new normal for Yasiel Puig?
He might have bailed out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were listening to him striking out.
Sorry, guys.
Are you playing with Cujo again?
No, I was eating breakfast.
Oh, okay, fair enough. At least someone's doing something constructive this morning. We're only talking sports. Yasiel Puig, what do you think? He had a sucky spring.
Well, I mean, he's going to have a great season, so... I think he's going to be, in before the next few years, the best player in baseball. So Puig is the man.
Brian, there's someone.
Who's that title right now?
There's someone south of Yasiel Puig, and I'm not talking about all those illegals in the Caribbean. I'm talking about some guy that plays in Anaheim, California, who happens to be the best player in baseball. Named after a fish. Sounds fishy to me. Dream. That's funny. They've had a lot of those. Dream, what do you think? Is Trout the best player in baseball right now?
The best player in baseball right now does not define who the future of the game is. In a couple years, you know, they're going to be duking it out. Right now, yeah, you know, he probably is the best player in baseball, Trout. But, again, like I said, I mean, Puig has got a solid future in front of him. Trout's got a solid future in front of him. It's no joke. Whatever team these guys are playing on, if they got some help, they're going to be serious contenders. And I really hope that at least one of them makes it to the Yankees in the next contract.
Oh, the love of the Yankees. Sonny Clark, I want to ask you a question about this, and this is what really people don't want to ask themselves when they're talking about players and stuff. And everyone is talking about Yasiel Puig and the boneheaded things that he did. But Sonny, if we live in a perfect world, this is the question I always ask myself. When you look at the player and you look at the tools and the skills that they have, and if you can say deep down to yourself, I want those tools, I want those abilities, that generally means this guy is good. And I don't know if there's anyone that would say they would not. Yasiel Puig? Yes, he is.
And what are the five tools again? For those who don't know, the five tools are.
Aren't we supposed to ask Tanya? Because I think she coined that phrase.
Well,
the five tools.
Show, but
the five tools are this. Number one, sure as hell isn't common sense. The five tools show, number one is hitting. Number two is glove. Number three is speed. Number four is arm, but number five is a tricky one. Do people remember what number five is? I already said hitting, catching, speed, and arm.
Fielding?
Eyesight.
Well, the glove is fielding.
Okay.
Yeah, what was that, Sonny?
Eyesight. Sight.
Good guess. Brian, do you know? Everyone forgets the fifth one. What's the fifth one, Brian?
Sight.
Do you remember? No, Sonny, yeah, you give it. You're done.
Keep it in your hands.
Dream. Brian, you remember?
The fifth what again? I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Stop eating Cujo, dude. You're scaring me. You're scaring me.
I actually was feeding Cujo right there, so.
Yeah, that's why. I can tell because when you come back, there's this calm about you.
He's eating a sausage.
Because,
oh,
no, he's not. Sausage, he's using the peanut butter, dude. And good
for
Cujo.
Exactly like you said, he's feeding him sausage.
Oh, no. You see, I just think that he puts the peanut butter on his finger. That's all.
That's not where he puts it.
Oh, so are we going to start calling him Little Finger? You know what? Even Brian laughed. I appreciate that, buddy. And Brian's like, yeah, because I'm going to go all helter-skelter on you, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say Brian the compliment, you know, saying he's feeding him bratwurst, you know.
Bratwurst! He
liked
it.
Brian's got the little Vienna sausage.
Oh, the Vienna sausages. Well done there, Dream. What is the
I've actually taught this dog to smile. I mean, how many people can teach their dogs to
exactly.
smile?
Exactly.
I can't.
All right, so the 5-2 rules.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Brian teaches his dog to smile. Wow.
That's right.
Wow. I don't think any of us have that. What is the 5th tool, Dream? You have hitting, fielding, running, or speed. That's why Latinos are automatically guaranteed one of the tools. And you have hitting, fielding, speed, arm. What's the 5th one?
Negotiating a big contract.
I'll grant you that's 5B. That's 5B. Big dog. You
no,
know
I think isn't it have to do with a heart or determination?
No, because, no, that's actually the 5th one that everyone thinks that once you mention hitting, people don't realize that the 5th one is power.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Yeah, the lights just went
so
on,
you can
everyone.
Make contact. You can make contact
yeah.
and place it, but you got to have power to get it over the fence.
See, and that's why Piazza, well, I think Piazza would never be mistaken for a 5-tool player, but Piazza had 3 of the 5. His fielding was acceptable, and there was nothing for speed. But look at what he does, guys. Look at his average. Oh, my God. Look at his power. You know, and some people think that power is just home runs. No, power is extra bases, hitting runners in.
Trout a 5-2 player.
Oh, my God, Trout is a 5-tool player plus. He's a 7-tool player. He has heart, and he has negotiating contract skills. He might even be an 8-tool player because he's smart. He still lives with Mama.
Who, Trout? Trout might not have any leverage with all the money being gone on a bunch of loser contracts on that team.
Oh, someone's going to give him that big money. Why do you think Dream says that he's going to be a janky?
He's going to be a janky?
He's going to be a janky?
Mm-hmm.
You would love to have him on your team.
You know what? I'm a
you would love to say, wait, there's no
max
amount you can pay me?
Yeah.
So, what can you pay me again? What was that number? Add a 0 to that, and the Yankees would say, okay.
Yeah, guys, I don't think the Yankees pulled a number on everyone, and it was to get everyone to think that they were going to spend. And how many free agents did they get this year? Because they screwed everyone. And, guys, this is what I'm talking about preseason, which I was like 30 minutes ago. The Yankee pitchers are pitching unworldly. They're all healthy. And if there's anyone that can brag, it would be me, and I'm not because it's spring training, guys. The Yankee pitchers, oh, my God, they look dangerous. They're all throwing strikes. But as Brian knows, as Sonny knows, Dream, the big dog, and I, that the pitchers are always ahead of the hitters. We've always
known
that.
That's because they get there 2 weeks before the rest of the players.
Exactly, Sonny, because it takes more for the pitchers to, you know, get in shape. But, Sonny, it's always been that way. When you start getting to the last week of preseason, that's when hitters are now starting to get their timing back.
Yeah. Pitchers have to get there a week before because, you know.
2 weeks.
2 weeks before because, you know, they have to get in the shape because it takes them longer to get in the shape to pitch every 5 days.
Yes.
You are just insulting.
Hey, I agree with them.
Sonny, cut it out.
Well, listen, come on. I mean, geez Louise, they get paid a lot more money. They get paid a lot more money to play every 5th day. I mean, you got guys out there sucking wind every single day, and, oh, they come in, they throw 90 pitches, and, you know, they need some serious rest. I agree with the big dog. It's crazy.
Okay. How many games have been decided by two pitches?
I don't care. see, you got great logic. I don't care. I see guys, and one of the reasons why I don't care is because I know they can do it, because you see them do it in high school, you see them do it in college, but, oh, no, they're major leaguers now, so they can't lift more than, you know, 2 ounces in order to do anything.
High school lasts 4, maybe 5 years, depending on their athletic skill. You know,
their education.
They're talking about a 20 to 30-year career. You know, they're talking about a career that will, well, not 30 years, but, I mean, they're talking about a long career. They're not talking about, oh, I'm going to pitch 2 or 3 years and I'm going to be done. You know, there is a lifespan on their arm, you know, especially when they have to get Tommy John surgery every other year.
You could say that about legs, though. You could say that about someone who steals bases, you know? So, I'm still a big dog.
And speaking of legs, gentlemen, I have the word of the day. Are you guys ready? Do you know what the word of the day is?
Nobby knees?
Actually, there's two of them. But the word of the day. Do you know what the word of the day is?
Nobby knees?
Cujo.
The word of the day is... You know what? I should just end it on that one. You know that he brought... Brian, not only did you bring a smile to Cujo, but you brought a smile to every other host on this program.
Love it. Love
Cujo.
Yeah.
Now, the word of the day, and I hope I get this one correctly, is legs. That's the word of the day.
So spread the word.
Do you know what the word of the evening is?
Grace.
Sitting? Sure to spread the word of the day. That was very good, Dream. That was very good. So I had to say fast. So, folks, we are having a good morning.
You know you're fast once you spread the word of the day.
Unfortunately, I am a little too fast based on the reprimand I received this morning. But that's neither here nor there.
Ooh.
I mean, I felt like I was
forgot
a gym.
Bitch slap.
I felt like I was a gymnast in the Olympics. Where, you know, the deed is done, and then they're sitting on the site saying 3.9, 4.5, 2.6.
You pulled the coffee out a little too early from the microwave this morning, huh, Raj?
Oh, most definitely. So when the big dog arrives this morning, he's like, oh, someone left these tissues all over. No, they were tears from my wife, so shut up. Don't worry about it, they're just tears.
I don't know, you're saying that, you know, you had there were tissues everywhere, you know, there were some lotion over here, too?
No, there's no lotion. This is glue. It's called...
Glue?
Shut up.
Nurse.
It's called Gorilla Glue.
Some Gorilla Glue. It saved my desk. My desk broke. The leg on my desk broke. Hey, that's some good stuff right there.
But the big dog believed that this was a bottle of lotion, and it's not. That's why I had to make sure and make it clear. It's Gorilla Glue.
You'll never get your hands apart.
Yeah, and then I have another spray right here, which is a strawberry auto freshener.
Strawberry lubricant?
Shut up, you idiot.
Yeah.
It's an air freshener.
Yeah, sure. It's an air freshener.
Look, everyone, smell it. You smell it?
Yeah, beautiful.
Nothing good has ever come after the word smell it.
That's bad. That's awful. So funny. I mean,
there was nothing to say after that. I mean, what did you say? Our silence was our assent, Dream.
It was fun.
It was.
I love the fun there. Your silence was your assent.
No. He has more big news. And the big dog has big news. Big dog, let's continue because he came raring and ready to go.
Not big news. But, you know, we can talk about the Reds closer, Mr. Chapman. He had surgery because he got hit in the face.
Did you see it?
No, I did not.
Oh, man. That was
95
crazy.
95-mile-an-hour fastball right back in.
Allow me, while you give that report, I will find the video so you can see it. It sucked.
It's disturbing.
When you hear the... I'm sorry?
It's disturbing.
He got plunked. Yeah, there's no doubt he got plunked. And there's pictures of him right after the surgery already. And it's like there's staples all over. It's It's like,
yeah, he had surgery on Thursday to repair a broken bone above his left eye,
yeah,
but no other serious injuries, of course, which is great news.
Yeah, the mental is going to be the challenge.
Exactly. Of course, he was hit in the face by a line drive during the game. It says he should begin throwing off the mound in 6 to 8 weeks, and they think he'll be back to regular baseball in late May. He has a 105-mile-an-hour fastball, so they definitely want him back. And it says that he threw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that came right back at him, plumped him backwards. Of course, then he rolled over onto his stomach, kicking in pain from the hit. But and it was Royal Salvador Perez. Oh, excuse me, it was a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. So,
hey,
know,
Big Dog, it was scary.
It was
scary. Hey, Big Dog, you know, I know you don't scare easily. That was scary. That was some scary crap.
I may have the video, I may not, but go ahead and continue.
Yeah, he's got a mild concussion, but no other brain injury or injury to his eye itself. So that was very good news. Hopefully he will make a recovery. And as scorekeeper said, the real challenge now is for him to come back, be able to come back to getting on the mound when a ball comes his way again.
Yep.
So that's going to be the hard part. Scorekeeper, you as a pitcher, did you ever get hit like that, or not hit like that, but I mean, take one like to the chest, to the arm, you know?
Yes, I got hit in the leg, and it came right back at me. And it hurt. It got me on the inside of the thigh, but that was it. It was like a bruise. There it is, Big Dog. Look. Sorry, Big Dog. Now watch. They're going to play it again. Watch. Hold on, folks. He hasn't seen it. We're going to play it. Look.
Damn.
Damn.
Now, it is. It's bad, guys. I mean, seeing the video, it's bad. It was instant. You know, the game stopped. The guy that
they canceled the rest of the game there, scorekeeper.
Yeah. Wow.
They canceled the rest of the game. I thought that was the most intriguing thing about it. Forget the fact that this guy was hit. Granted, it was spring training, but they just said, you know, heck with this. We're done for the day. And obviously it was the right decision. But the fact that they stopped the game, that also showed that it was a mental thing for the other players as well.
Yeah.
And you know what, Sonny? Good point. I will agree with that. Look, in the video that the Big Dog has seen, the guy that is suffering the most is the guy that hit him. I mean,
yep.
Salvador Perez. It sucks because you never want to hit that, but you see the bummer is? It was perfect. He threw him a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, and what did he do? He hit it right back where it came from. That's what you're supposed to do with a hitter. And this, coaches tell you this. Look, if a guy's throwing, you just hit it right back where it came from. You know, and the unsaid language is, you take his head off, you know. But that's just a manner of thinking. You never really want to do that.
Exactly.
But as a hitter,
that's
what you do, is you yank it right back up the mound.
And I was going to ask, and Sonny might like this one. I was going to ask, is there a big difference from the fact that he threw a 99-mile-an-hour fastball and got hit with that versus you that got hit in the thigh with probably a 40-mile-an-hour changeup?
You're kidding. Anyway.
Hey, it was 42 miles an hour. Come on.
Thank you. I mean, you know what was so sad? When you go to Magic Mountain and you can throw the pitches there and they have the radar gun and you throw the pitch and the guy says, why are you going to throw it? I just did, damn it. Well, it's not registering the radar gun. What do you mean it's not registering? Is it on? Yes. Well, how fast? It only detects over 70. I'm like, aw, shit. Give me my money back, asshole. All right, so there you go. And I never threw it to 70s. I had to throw very hard to get it up to maybe the low 60s. Big Dog. And here, guys, here's the thing. The Big Dog was over on Sunday, and I had a classmate over who was my catcher in high school. And the thing is, my catcher was speaking with the Big Dog, and he was confirming the stories.
He confirmed the story of when I threw it. You know, it was a great drop pitch. And it was, wow, Rocky, was he your fastball? And even Tony says, yeah, that was his fastball. Oh, my God. It was, you know, I felt good because I've always told these stories. And people are like, yeah, whatever, dude. There's no confirmation. You're playing some obscure all-boys school that no one knows about. It's closed now. And now, yeah, Alamany is now right there. So my high school actually no longer exists. So after our storied careers, you know.
High school for the boys.
Yeah, it's now. Yeah. Thank you, Sonny.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't forget, I'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip the
waitress. No, cover. Two drink minimum. You'll need it.
One drink.
You bastard. Yeah, Ken will take your heart. Yeah. That was funny, guys, but we are doing it very well. So the couch potato is going to be on right after us?
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm doing. I got a football game to call this evening. But what I'm going to do, we're going to do the show. I'm going to download it. Then I'm going to put it in an upload so I can put up my other show. So, yeah, for those who want to hang out, I don't know if anybody does or not. That's why I put it up there, depending on what we cover, if anything, here this morning.
Is it cold in here, Big Dog?
No.
Well, because you have your hoodie on.
Well, yeah, my ears are cold.
Sorry. Your ears are cold?
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm fine.
All right. That's fine. All right, well, folks, we're doing very, very well. It is a Saturday morning. We are listening to the four-hour block of sports, the best four-hour block of sports. There is no other four-hour block of sports.
Damn right.
Damn straight. I was worried about three-hour blocks of sports. But, Brian, are you still doing the three-hour stuff? Come back. Come back to us.
Oh, I've never done a 3-hour show, so no. I go about hour and a half usually. Out of football season. Once football season's here, I'll do two, maybe a little over, but no. It's a waste of money.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's a waste of money. Yeah, it is, folks. It's a waste of money. And
yeah, seeing how you're not getting paid by Blog Talk Radio anymore because they're a bunch of scum-sucking scumbags. Oh,
I haven't been paid. Sonny, I haven't been paid in 4 or 5 months.
Been paid since August. Yep.
Is it still long? It's been a long time since I've been paid. Well, what is the story behind that?
Oh, the story behind it is there are a bunch of new people out there that are paying them $1,000 a month, and it's the only ones they care about. We're just a bunch of peons that give them, $39 a month, except me, because they don't know about my account. But take away from that, you know, that's what it is.
Well, folks, the reason why Sonny and I, actually, Sonny pays $39, but he's got 3 hours, and I pay $29 and $29 because I locked those rates in. And what happened with Sonny is he switched his credit cards. I'm revealing information. So he missed his payment by 1 day. And because he missed his payment by 1 day, they said, you don't have a $29 rate anymore. You know, now it's $30. I thought that was such crap.
My credit card expired.
You're right, Sonny. I said it changed. But so when Sonny told me that story, I worried every 30th of the month, man.
I didn't know the American Express Black Card expires.
I don't think he has the American Express Black Card yet. He has the Optima. He hasn't gotten the Black Card yet.
You know, Black Card has no limit.
None of the American Express cards have limits. That's the point of American Express.
Well, the blue.
Yep.
You
I wouldn't know.
He met with a political estate knows that.
I don't do credit. If I don't have the money to buy it, I don't go. I don't do it.
And
bingo.
And the live numbers are wrong in the archives. I've noticed, like, I've had 10 people in the chat room say, so that's 10 live listeners. And when I look at my stats, it has, like, 6 live listeners. But if 10 people are logged into your chat room, that's at least 10, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, see, I'm not trusting their numbers over the last few months either that they're giving. I mean, it just seems like they're not adding up. On their on the Block Talk Radio page, it's not.
I went from hundreds and hundreds of listens down to 20 to 30 a show.
Yeah, something's wrong, guys. I'm telling you, something is wrong because when I go to Block Talk Radio and look at your stats or how many people have viewed it, And then I'll get an email like a week later about, you know, how many I got. And it's thousands different. So something's wrong with their website, and I've already told them that, or either that or something's wrong with the email they sent out.
I don't get those emails. So I don't know how. I'm not going to call them because I got a pretty good rate set in right now. And I'm not calling them. But yeah, geez, it's amazing.
But it is April, March, and April. Those are not great times for radio until August.
But we're back in August. You can go all football season last year. I got hardly anything. Our shows that we did on Sunday, we're literally getting thousands of listens each and every week.
It's probably because of the damn page that they put up. You can't find anything anywhere. If I didn't follow you and actually know how to find you, Sonny, I would never be able to locate anyone. Before, I could find everybody, but that new format they have, the new design sucks.
I've gone silent because the big dog found my action figures, and he's going to take a picture of them, and this is disgusting. Oh, by the way,
Facebook pictures are returning.
It's disgusting.
So he enjoys them.
Apparently a lot of people enjoy them.
They make me laugh.
By the way, Tim McLeod, happy belated birthday, brother. It was your birthday this week.
Definitely.
Yeah,
Tim has also been working kind of like the big, that's why he hasn't been able to make the programs in the morning, and he says hopefully they're going to be changing the shift. Or, as he says, actually that's code, Rog, for just better weather. Because it's been pretty damn cold up there in the great white north. So, yeah. Oh, God. No, don't take that picture, big... No, don't! All right, well, the picture will be posted shortly.
Cool.
Disgusting.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll be up on Facebook.
All right.
That sucks. That's a disgusting picture, too, big dog. And you did that with Darth Vader, even. That's criminal. Unposable figure as well. That was pretty good there, big dog. I won't grant you that. All right, well, anyway, we're going to move on. Big dog, while you're there screwing around with the picture, what's your next story?
Well, we can stay with...
You can do whatever you want, big dog, because you're the only one prepared this morning.
Well, then let's go to this one. We're going to switch over to basketball because...
Oh, it's now safe to talk Lakers?
No, it sucks. The Lakers suck. The Lakers are going to have the worst season since coming to Los Angeles. That is a foregone conclusion.
Say it ain't so, big dog.
Kobe's being an ass more than usual as he defriended all his roster compatriots because he says he doesn't associate himself with people that are on a team that are 20 games below 500. So he took everybody off his Twitter, off of his Instagram, whatever other social media that he has. He's being a dick. But the one thing that I did find very interesting is the thing that we have all been talking about since the unfortunate passing of Dr. Jerry Buss. Who actually is in charge? Well, Ms. Jeannie Buss gave an interview this week. Wednesday and Thursday. And Jeannie Buss came out and said, I am the boss of the Lakers. The buck stops with me. I empower others to do their job, but the final decision is mine. So I don't know if this is a turning of the corner, so to speak, this has always been, or if they decided because they're having such a shitty season that they decided, you know what, I'm going to be in charge. And she said that she empowers Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak to do their jobs, but that the final decision is hers and hers alone.
Now, did she say that as position governor, or did she say that because I signed the damn check?
She says this is a direct quote that she says, I'm the boss. It was an hour-long interview on Mason and Ireland on ESPN LA 710 Radio on Thursday. She says, quote, I am responsible ultimately for anything with the team and the decisions that are made. In my position, I empower people that are in positions to do their jobs.
I pay the checks. I pay the check. That's what she's saying.
It says Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak are responsible for all the basketball decisions. They are empowered to do that. My job is to make sure, as a boss, that I provide them with the tools to do their job successfully. But it's up to them to make the day-to-day decisions on how they operate their area of the business. She says that that the six Buss children own the team in a trust, and they are the majority owners.
Yes.
Anschultz Entertainment Group, AEG, real estate developer Ed Roski, and world-renowned doctor Patrick Soon-Chiong, which bought Magic Johnson shares, are the other minority owners. But she says the final...
There you go. There it is, guys. You have the six Laker kids, you have Roski,
yep,
and then you have Doctor.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this is what
there's
she says.
Eight owners that are on the board of governors.
Yep, and she is the head governess.
Governess. Now, she's the head governess because she must have the vote. And, folks, the big dog missed this, but, Brian, you were in on it. Remember when I was talking about having the votes and stuff? Yeah, we lost Brian, and we're not going to bring Big Dog back. Or, not Big Dog, but we're going to bring Sunny back. There's the scene of the votes. I think she went out and polled everyone.
And they probably said, hey, you're the boss.
Yep. All right. Well,
she said she went on to say, ultimately, I am the one voice. I am the person. I am the top of the food chain.
Wow.
So
she must have been pretty pissy that day.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Sonny?
No, nothing from Sonny?
Mr. Clark, anything?
Say that. I'm sorry. Say that again. I heard what you're talking about. I still think there's something is going to happen. I don't know why. I still do. She could come out and say all that stuff, and it's good stuff, and I'm glad at least someone's taking responsibility for what's ended up happening in the Lakers, but maybe she's taking responsibility enough for her to be kicked out, and then she'll just take her ball away and sell her stocks. I'm telling you, this woman's going to New York. If that relationship between her and Phil Jackson is good, she's going to New York at some point, and she's going to sever her ties with the Lakers. That's just what I believe.
Never happened.
Yeah, I really don't see that one happening. Dream, you've been hearing about this. You've been part of this conversation for a little while now, and you hear conspiracy couch saying he's leaving or she's leaving. She's going to the Knicks. I say that's a bunch of hoo-ha, and the big dog says it's a bunch of hoo-ha.
That's because Phil has her hoo-ha.
Yes. I really believe this is the first shot that she's going to get into a proxy fight with her son by saying, I'm
her brother.
Her brother. Well, mine's about to be the son's going to just dumbass. And, are they engaged to be married? Phil and her?
Oh, yes.
Like, what, for 40 years now?
They've been engaged for about 2 years now. A year and a half, 2 years.
Okay, Dream, is she leaving the Lakers? The Lakers, dude, to go buy part of the Knicks?
You can look at what she's saying one of two ways. One, she's either taking responsibility for all the BS that's happened in the past, or two, she's saying, this is how it's going to be now, and this is what I'm going to do different. You kind of hope she's saying this is what I'm going to do different. It could be that she's taking responsibility for the past, and she's going to say, look, guys, I'm going to take one for the team. You guys suck ass. I'm going to go win in New York. I have no idea. I don't think she would leave the Lakers just because. I think Phil Jackson's just wanting to get into the head office stuff, man. You know, he may end up with the Lakers with Jeannie running the whole show. Never know.
Yep.
Because Jeannie is, you know, by all conclusions, the boss, you know, as far as she puts it. You know, he's not gonna break that tie, you know, and she's not going to break either tie, either with Phil or with the Lakers. You know, I think Phil's saying, hey, I got the experience over in New York, it's a high market. you know, let's come on, Cuddle Bunny, let's handle business, you know. And he's gonna pack up bags and tear the show up with the Lakers, you know, just because I think they're already situated in that. And I don't think he was right to do it initially, just because he had been the coach, he had been the player, but he hadn't been in the offseason, you know. So I think this is more of Phil's experience time. Hey, check it out. Learn the business from the office perspective. And, you know, when you're ready and good to go, we'll figure out this whole dynasty and build our own dynasty. And then
That's what I think.
Jeannie will never be the Lakers because of her dad. Because of Dr. Bud.
Exactly.
She was totally loyal to Dr. Jerry Buss, and more so than any of the others. And I don't think she would leave, even for Phil, I don't think she would leave the Laker organization.
I mean, Dad left her in charge of the purse strings.
Yeah, and she had been in charge for about, you know, she had been the alternate governor for the longest time, and then once Dr. Buss got ill, she became the governor of the team itself. So
she actually ran it when he was ill.
Yes.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. And you know what's going to happen? I mean, she's going to tell Jim, hey, let me give you a check every other month, you know, every month. Not going to be the same that you would have, you know, but I'll give you a check every month so you can live comfortably. Sorry, guys. I'll give you a check so you can live comfortably every month. Just kind of take your job, and you can go suck it. That's pretty much what's going to happen. I mean, I'm calling it now because there's no way that – Phil and Jeannie can continue a serious relationship across country like that, especially if they're talking marriage, especially if they're talking, you know, long-term, so, which don't always go hand-in-hand, you know, but they've been long-term for a long time now. But Jim doesn't handle his business, you know. Mitch Kupchak isn't getting it done. Jim's not getting it done. So Phil's going to learn his stuff and come take over.
Possibility.
Well, I believe that Jeannie's not going to leave. She's an heir. I mean, she owns the Lakers, basically. She's the boss. She is 1/8. Well, actually, Dr. So-and-so only has a 5% stake.
Yes, because that was Magic Share.
Yes.
And Auschwitz.
Anschutz.
They
Anschutz.
I believe theirs is 10%.
Yeah.
And Roski, I believe, is somewhere in the 5 to 10% range also.
Yeah.
So the majority is with the buses.
So if we go by that rough percentage thinking, that's, you know,
20, maybe 25%?
Yeah.
So you're thinking 10, 10, and 5. So 75% of the team is still owned by the Lakers. I mean, by the buses.
And, so. If you do the math, 75 divided by 6 is 12.5%. So all she needs is, like, 3 votes. She'll have the majority.
Yeah.
That's all she needs is 3 votes. And she can keep control of the team. And I think she does.
And if Jim were to try some sort of coup.
Here we go. That's what I'm thinking.
If Jim were to try some sort of coup to try and take her out or something like that, I don't think anybody has confidence in him to give him
their vote. Yeah, the Lakers suck under his charge.
You know, he'd have his 12.5%, that'd be it.
Go ahead, Sonny. You're thinking something. I heard you think.
No, what rating do you have on this show? Because I was going to the gutter. She only needs 3 votes. That means only 3 blows, and she's got the majority vote. That's what I was thinking. I'm sorry. Oh, good Lord.
Wrong brother.
Sonny, these kids are not Kentucky kids. They're not West Virginia kids. They're Southern California kids.
Oh, which means they could teach you a thing or two.
Well, okay. Fair enough. There you go, guys. Maybe so, Sonny. Look, all she needs is 3 votes. Look, that's 12.5 times 3. That's 37.5% plus hers to 12.5. She's got 50%. She has 50%. Alone and with just 3 votes. She's got it. So, and I think her family is supporting her. And when she came out and said that, Yes. What did the brothers say?
This
hasn't responded yet?
This was an interview with Jeannie only.
Right,
and
there's Twitter, dude. There's Facebook.
Responses. No, there wasn't any response from the brother.
When was this set?
This was set on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Should have responded.
That was, and this was in response to Phil joining the Knicks, because we now know that the league, when Mr. Stern was commissioner, he actually talked to them last year when the rumblings were starting that Phil might go somewhere, Toronto or Phoenix or wherever it was. So
that's a disgusting
thing. He was already trying. They were already talking about that, about collusion and so on and so forth. And now that he is with in the front office of the New York Knicks now, Mr. Silverman?
Whatever the dumb butt's name.
Yeah. He talking. He says there are, I guess, contingencies in place already to make sure that there are no shenanigans going on, as they put it. You know, and it's going to be funny because if Phil can't get Carmelo to sign and he does come to the Lakers, you know that's the first thing they're going to say.
Yeah. Because I guess he is running the basketball operations, huh?
Yes, he is their president.
Yeah, but who is their general manager, though?
He's above the general.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. He is going to make the basketball decisions. That's what they hired him for. Now, some coaches don't make good general managers or president.
Really? Really, Michelle?
There are a few that can do it. Larry Bird. You know, bunch of nice guys. You know, Larry Bird got the job done in Indiana. You know,
he
was
still the general manager.
He left for a while, and now he came back. And it's funny,
there's actually a lot to be said for doing it and leaving.
When he left, Indiana kind of dropped it a little bit. Now that he came back, he made these decisions this year, and they're a powerhouse again. You know, then you have people like Pat Riley, you know, who everybody seems to want to model their presidency as if they're president of the company. They want to follow the same blueprint that Pat Riley has, because he was a maybe eighth or ninth man off the bench. You know,
he was a Roger Noriega of the world,
and became, of course, one of the greatest coaches of all time. And of course, now is one of the up in management, one of the best managers out there. I mean,
Pat Riley is a Roger Noriega of the world.
But when you're under the tutelage of the great Jerry West,
God, you're.
You know, you're getting some of that shit's gonna rub off. So it has, and much as I hate LeBron James and all those guys down there, you know, it's all because of Pat Riley. So you know, people are trying to model their blueprints for the teams after that in what Riley does. You know, it's nice to see that happening for a Laker. You know, but we'll see what Phil's gonna do. I mean, no one knows. Phil has never been in the front office before. So, you know, Phil can be kind of fickle.
Really?
So, we'll see how he's going to be in that front office and how other teams react to him, because now that he's in that position of power, you know, he's going to want to trade or going to want to talk to someone, and he rubbed someone the wrong way at the time when he was coaching. Those guys remember that kind of stuff. So, we'll see how Phil does. I think he'll do okay. You know, but it's going to take him a year or two to turn those Knicks around to be at least a playoff contender, let alone forget about championship contender. That's years down the line if they get the right pieces. Do you agree?
I agree with that.
Or do you disagree?
No, I agree with that, Big Dog. I really do. But I want to know what Conspiracy Couch thinks about that, because he believes that Jeannie and Phil, they're going to go off and
someone's going to have to take responsibility for this year, and will it be enough for them to go out? Listen, I've been listening to people saying that the Lakers are never going to be the same. I've been hearing that. And I think Jenny Buss wants out. I do. I honestly think that she wants out. She can go and do all of these interviews, you know, saying that she's the boss and everything else. But I don't know. I there's something to be said about her being, I think she's taking the rap for this year for a reason. more so to maybe get her to go out and take all that money that she would get, which would be a lot more money that she could take that money and almost purchase the Knicks themselves, by themselves. I'm telling you, there's something about this situation, her taking the responsibility. There's a reason why she's doing it. And there's just but that's just me. I not that I distrust her. It's just that it's good business, too, at the same time.
Well, the only problem in that conspiracy theory is, much as I hate to admit it, the Knicks are worth more than the Lakers. They are the number one team money-wise because of where they're located.
Really?
And their, yes, their history. They're the only team that usually out monies the Lakers, if you just, so to speak. I know you love that one. I know you love it when I butcher the English.
No, you're just following what another idiot said prior to you.
But the Knicks are usually worth more. I believe the Lakers are coming in at about $1 billion.
You don't butcher English as much as other people do.
The Lakers are coming in at about $1 billion, what their worth is.
The Lakers.
Yes. And I believe the Knicks come in at about $1.1 or $1.2 billion. The Lakers finally broke the billion-dollar mark. I believe it was last year.
The Lakers own nothing, just a team. That's it. It's just a team. That's it.
But
oh, the kids woke up.
It's an but they're an international
commodity.
Keep up. I got to find out what's going on. They're hungry.
Oh, well, I don't know.
There you go. Now they're not hungry no more. So, I mean, I don't think Jeannie's got quite that much money. She has to trade the Lakers for the Knicks, which I don't think is going to happen.
Interesting.
Roger,
I didn't know that. Thanks for the info.
No problem. That's why I like checking out Forbes every year on their sports franchise.
I get the wrong magazine every year.
Well, I was just the fourth one, only because I usually like to read where Rite Aid comes in. It's pretty damn high.
And Rite Aid at one time was...
Why? Right, he usually comes in the top 100.
I do.
Yeah.
Surprising. I got to get this pussy off my lap.
You should never have to say that. Ever. That should never come out of your mouth. Ever. Never come out of your mouth.
Did you see that?
It doesn't matter.
Did you see what she did when you said that?
You need to turn in your guy card.
My, what?
Yes. For trying to get the pussy off your lap, you never want to say
no,
that.
No, I said this pussy.
No.
This is a cat. I want this pussy off my lap.
Sonny, he can't come
said
to us.
No man ever.
Sonny, he can't.
Well,
he can't come to us. We're going to cheat us, Sonny.
I'm sorry, Dream. What was that?
He said no man ever. No man would ever say that.
It's a cat, damn it.
That, we know what you
so
were
rephrase
doing.
Yourself, but no man should ever utter that phrase.
Come here, pussy.
Sounds like you're being...
That's about everybody.
Come here, pussy. Come here. All right.
That's what every man says. Come here. Come here, pussy.
No.
Please.
No, it's come hither.
He's begging for it.
Okay, so just hypothesis. Just a fun hypothesis. Fun scenario. NBA expansion, owner, Jeannie Buss, head of basketball operations, Phil Jackson, head coach, Kobe Bryant. Are they the new Lakers?
Oh, my God.
Kobe, I want to get back to what Big
Kobe
Dog said about I want to get back
like
to
said,
what Big Dog said about
happen.
Kobe Bryant.
He's a jerk, man. He's being a jerk right now, and he's letting that championship mentality. He thinks he's on the same team, and he's not. You know, a true sportsmanship-minded player would, you know, be like, hey, you know what? I'm part of this damn team. You know, let's fix it or let's do something. But he can't, and he wants to maintain his all-star mentality. Which I mean, again, he's a future Hall of Famer. You gotta let him, do some, you know, bitching and complaining. But he should be embracing his team and helping them get better. Not that they would, but I mean, at least try.
It's a dream. What the hell would that future Hall of Famer lie in with Kobe?
She is a future Hall of Famer. Don't get voted in. Are you kidding me?
What if next week it breaks?
Yeah, guys. What happens if next week it breaks that Kobe's been on HGH for the last 6 years? What happens? Does that alter his Hall of Fame status?
Did it for baseball?
That's fine. Well, yeah, did for baseball, the most definitely, and it will do it for basketball too, guys. That's why I don't use that term, because I mean, you know, this is a cheap shot against everyone. For you to say future Hall of Fame, what does it establish? Honestly, you're really
absolutely
just copying
nothing.
What other top saying. when I flip out when my compatriots use future Hall of Famer, it's because I'm like, guys, don't use what every other dumb shit uses. Come up with your own stuff, because we are different. We are not ESPN. We are not those pathetic losers on ESPN that kowtow to what everyone wants to hear. We are different. That's why there are no future Hall of Famers. There are no Roger Oriental girls. We are who we are. We call it differently.
The Mariano Riveras of the world?
We are the Mariano Riveras of the world, damn it.
Does that make fine. He will be elected the next spoiled child of our generation.
Whatever. It's okay.
All right. Let's move on, kids. We've got about 30 minutes, and then we're going to move over to the couch potato.
Yeah, I have a question for you, scorekeeper.
Why are you playing with my pussy, big dog?
Because your pussy came with me. Fair
enough.
Jason Collins, who of course now plays for... I forgot who Jason Collins plays for. Anyways, he is now coming out and saying that there was a particular player.
You're obviously mistaken me for someone who gives it to you.
Your pussy just did that. That was good.
Jason Collins is saying that they were throwing gay slurs at him while he was playing. But he refuses to name the player because he's not gonna acknowledge the stupidity and ignorance of said player.
No, you see, now, that sounds like that waitress. When they say that, that sounds like that stupid waitress that wrote that little thing. Oh, we give you a tip, but since you're a lesbo, we can't do that. That's the exact same thing what Jason Collins is doing. Dude, you came out, I'm happy for you, play the game. If someone calls you gay or uses a homophobic slur, you put those bastards on blast. You don't just say, oh, I've got some teammates that are calling me gay, but I'm not going to say who it is.
Well, opposing player friend.
Or opposing. More so.
He said it was told.
You know how bad it would be for those other guys?
While he was playing in the game, that they were telling him. Anyways, do you believe him? Or
now he really is a pussy.
Do you believe him, or do you think he's just saying it? I mean, if he refuses to name the player.
Whether I believe him or not is nothing. He said someone called him.
Yes.
I say, who was it? And if he won't name names.
They've asked him that.
It is an empty accusation to say, guess what, dude? Someone did this a while ago, and she got lame-basted. So is the same thing going to happen to you? Otherwise, just shut your mouth, dude. Just shut your mouth. Play the game. Don't try to bring the attention back. Guys, this is what I said. When he came out, I said, okay, good. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. Good for you. Let's move on. Well, he's out of the limelight now. And now he's saying, oh, well, you know, there are some guys that are calling me fag. There's some guys that are calling me gay. And I'm like, okay, when? What? Who are they? Oh, no, this was before. Well, who gives a shit? Name them or shut up. Dream, do you have any comments on that?
Wow. Yes. You know, I mean, if you're going to come out and make accusations, you know, face up, man up, handle your business. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, it's an opponent talking smack. I mean, just like he's going to say anything else, you ignore it, you keep playing. If he talks more crap, put him down to the ground. You know, he came out, good for him, you know, but at the end of the day, he's still playing a professional sport. He should be acting professionally, just like everybody else is getting a paycheck of that magnitude. You know, if somebody's doing something that's inappropriate, such as, you know, which considered like harassment, which is exactly what it is, then, you know, he's got to come out and say it. You know, you can't protect the people that are hurting you.
Where is the NBA? Where is the NBA on this? They just heard a star player, they just heard an employee say, I am being harassed, or I was harassed. Guess what? Where is the NBA? Huh? Talk about a bunch of ballless, soulless idiots. Where is the NBA on this, folks?
Where's the NBA union on this? The NBA players?
Yeah, where are they?
Hold on. The NBA is only going to react if there is a formal complaint brought to them. He can sit there and say it in the news all day long. But the NBA is not – forget about it. If no one complains about it or takes the beginnings
–
hold on – that takes the beginning steps to complain about it to them in a formal way, they're not going to do anything about it. I'm not saying they shouldn't or they're obligated to. I'm just saying that's what's going to end up happening. The NBA don't like the story anyway.
Sonny Clark, couch potato, I'm sorry, my brother, but you are 100% wrong. Let me tell you why, Mr. Clark. And,
this is
going to
be fun.
Sonny Clark, you as a supervisor and now as a fellow employee have heard that someone said they're being harassed. It is your obligation to report it to a higher up. Your employer must by law, Sonny Clark.
Otherwise, that employer faces legal repercussions, shall we say.
Listen, that supervisor doesn't.
And guess what? Let me take
the
it
only
step
thing
further.
I disagree with you. Hey, hold on, scorekeeper. The only thing I disagree with you on this is just really quick. It's out there. The immediate supervisor, forget about it. The bigger higher-ups know about it. He doesn't need to say anything. Now, if the bigger higher-ups want to ignore it, that's up to them. The head coach doesn't need to go to the owner and say, Jason Collins is being targeted for gay taunts from other NBA players. Okay? They know about it. It's a story. He doesn't need to make anybody aware of it. Everybody's aware of it. So it's not the head coach's responsibility to tell anybody. They all know it. Now, the owners are not going to do anything about it until Jason Collins takes that step forward and does something about it. And they're not going to... I know what's right and what's wrong. I'm just saying that's what they're going to do.
No, all right, Sonny Clark.
I'm telling you, I'm sorry.
You have all rights and regulations. Hold on, scorekeeper.
If you do nothing, wait a minute. What happened to that guy? It's a Patino, you know? I mean, come on, guys. But no, Sonny, under the law, the regulations are clear. You have no choice. The minute you hear it, you are liable. If you do nothing, go ahead, Dream.
Now, if the NBA does not respond within a legally timely manner, they can be held liable under law for not doing their share to protect their employees. Because essentially, we see them as all stars, but they're still employees. You know, so the NBA, NFL, whoever it is, has to launch a formal investigation. And they have to find out who and what was said and take reports and everything else. Now, if at the time of the announcement, if it comes out that he told his coach prior to making this announcement and there's documented proof that he had to sit down with the coach and the coach did absolutely nothing, then that coach, his ass is grass because he's in trouble. I mean, NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, their business is just like everybody else. And they're held liable to the same law.
That's what, see, that's why I disagree with you, because we're already having a big old deal in the NFL about locker rooms and the fact that they're employees and the things that are going on in the locker rooms. There are places where, though, even though it is a quote-unquote business, that is not a quote-unquote business, because it is business as usual on what's going on in a locker room. Now, is that going to change? Quite possibly. But as of right now, I'm going to tell you right now, no one's going to do anything about this until he formally says something about it. I know what you're saying about the law. I'm not disagreeing with you what the law is. I'm just telling you what the NBA is going to do about it. They're not going to do anything about it until it actually is going to be brought to them by the, that's just what they're going to do. I agree with you what the law is, but I'm telling you the NBA is already all over this, and if they're not, and I don't for one second believe that they're not doing something, at least behind the walls, and you're just not hearing it out in the news, they're doing something about this. They're sending out memos. They're sending out teams, you know, hey, have everybody be sensitive to the gay guys so we don't have to deal with this crap in the media. That's what's going on now. So, yeah, we're not going to hear about it because the NBA hopefully is just a little bit smarter than the NFL. The NFL let that thing get out of control. They learned a lot about what's going on out there in, as far as what's going on in the NFL. So you watch. There's going to be some changes about locker room behavior and what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. Will it be a place where it will be considered, quote-unquote, business as usual? That's what's going to end up happening. At least that's my belief. I don't think it's right or wrong. I'm just telling you that's what I think is going to end up happening. Because if they jump on this, make it all formal and everything else that they're trying to help them, it becomes another news story. And it's not about the NBA. It's about the gay guy that plays in the NBA, and they don't want that.
Sonny, I appreciate the argument. I know Big Dog wants to say something right now. But, Sonny, I want to add this before I lose my train of thought. You have told me in the past, many times, look at these players. Look at how smart they are, or code for, look at how stupid these guys are. You're going by the assumption, and I am paraphrasing, I'm putting words in your mouth, but you're saying that the NBA actually knows what's going on. Sonny, that's if this idiot actually reported it. If he reported it, Sonny, it has now become confidential, and you can't talk about it, Sonny. That's the first thing they tell you. This is now confidential. It's an investigation. You can't say anything about it. And if the NBA was doing something about it, that's the first thing they do. They admonish you, say, we have to investigate. You have to stay silent. So if there's an investigation on and they admonish him, which everyone does, then this player now says, oh, I was suffering slurs. Dude, that's the first thing the NBA just told him not to do, if, in fact, there is an investigation. But let me go back to the conversation you and I were having a while back, Sonny. You and I are of the agreement that most sports players are stupid. And that's
yep.
what I'm trying to tell you. This guy is stupid by saying what he did. I know what you're saying, Sonny. There's a lot of logic, and there's a lot of logic on our side. And my whole thing is, really? If that happened, name the players, because you have to file the complaint. He already put it out there, Sonny, and now the onus is on the employer. So the employer, mm-hmm. one way or another, has to respond by saying, that is a confidential issue. It is
mm-hmm.
being resolved at the time. And the NBA has remained silent. And that's because no one is asking the NBA, is it true? He is alleged. You see, that's why good reporting doesn't exist anymore. The first thing that dumbass ESPN should have done is say, wait a minute. This guy just said he's being harassed. NBA, do you wish to comment? But no, Sonny, because there are morons out there. This, under the law, is big, Sonny. So we haven't heard everything. We need to follow up. And if it's right here, Sports Talk with the Guys is going to lead this, then we're going to lead it. Because we are demanding answers from the NBA. He just alleged that he was harassed. What is your comment?
and the NBA has to give an answer.
Yeah,
and, it, and the minute,
and we all know what the answer is going to be. The answer is going to be, you know, it is being looked into.
Under the law.
I understand that, but what's the difference between him, someone calling him gay or a fag or whatever they called him? What's the difference between that and the Brook Lopez, who's Mexican, and they call him a wetback? Okay, that's a derogatory slur. Why doesn't anybody do anything about that? Because
no,
it's
is.
Exactly.
It may not be right, but that's just the way it is. It's trash talking, and he knows it. That's why he's saying, "Hey, yeah, someone said something, but you know what? It's during the game. That's what happened." Larry Bird is one of the biggest trash. Look at Kevin Garnett when he was making fun of the guy who has cancer. You know.
Yes, but, all right, there's a big difference between that. Cancer is not a protected class.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay, they're making fun of people because they're being a wetback.
What?
Call him a bean or something like that. That's a derogatory slur.
No,
and
it's
why
a damn shame that it's going on.
About it? Is it because he's gay?
No, Sonny. I'm sorry, Big Dog. Do we know who called him a beaner?
If Brook Lopez were to say it, probably. That's just it. The same thing with Jason Collins. He said, yeah, it was done in the context of the game where everybody trash talks to each other. So someone called me something.
Hey.
I'm not going to say who. I'm not even going to mention it anymore. You know, because the New York Daily News asked him, while you've been playing, since you've been back, has anybody said anything? And he said, well, to tell you the truth, yeah, there was a player that said something to me, but you know what? I'm not even going to address it. It was done in the context of the game. You asked me a question, I answered the question. That's all there is to it.
The context
and
of the game.
I'm not gonna comment any further.
He shouldn't have said anything. He should not have said anything.
So he should have lied?
No, he should have said, no comment at this time.
Okay, well, he's not that smart.
No, he's not that smart.
But I'm just saying, you know, he gave the answer. But the explanation with the NBA, the context of the game, I know how it goes. I've been in the NBA for 12 years. You know,
question, scorekeeper.
How many guys they make those gay jokes and do all that stuff to hide the fact they're gay because they want to be one of the guys?
Yeah, well, you really can't even make those jokes now.
No, I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
question. Big Dog and scorekeeper.
No.
Does the NBA take this opportunity to mic every employee and punish derogatory slurs?
They would never have to look at what they're trying to do in football to abolish the N-word. That's never going to happen.
Well, I beg to differ, Big Dog. Things take time.
Yeah.
Things take time. And I really believe in it will go away.
I don't think so because
the people that use it are going to end up being pariahs, and it's going to be so bad for them.
But the thing is, it's so
ingrained.
It's so ingrained in the norm in the public area that it's not going to go away. These guys who are in high school and junior high and elementary school, they use the word.
They use the word
nigga. They grow up using the word and go to college and become bros.
Yeah.
So it's not going to go away because even if you do it even if you were to pass this rule in the NFL that you're going to get fined for saying it, the guys that are making 20, you know, 10, 15, even 5 million a year, they're going to be like, I'll pay the $1,000 fine to say the word.
Well, Big Dog, I want to say that if you guys have been listening to some of the stuff that's been on cable as of late, if you visit some of the big websites, some of the older players are being asked about the word, whether it's bad or not. And forgive me, people, you know, I'm not using it to make a statement. I am using it to make clear what the Big Dog and I are trying to differentiate. The word nigger is a slur in every which way. No one has the right to use that word, good or bad, folks. If a black person uses it, it's bad. If a white person uses it, it's bad. If a Hispanic, Chicano, Latino, Asian, whatever uses it, it's bad. Now, the Big Dog said that the youth of today are using it. We know that a lot of kids are, and the word ends with an A, nigga, and they use that word as a term of endearment. And they did it because they didn't want to use the other word. Well, folks, it is that word. And whether you think it's a term of endearment or not, it still is that word.
And the idiots, they go, oh, no, it's a different word because it's an A, it's an ER. Bullshit. It's the same word. It's the same word.
Sonny Clark, if anyone has the right to comment and weigh in on this, please, I want to know what you're probably dying to say. Tell me I'm full of it. Tell me I'm not. Tell me I have no right to comment on it. I believe I do, Sonny, because I'm a human being. That word is bad. It shouldn't be used, and it's a fight that's going to go on forever, and it needs to be eradicated. Just like the word wetback, just like fresh off the boat, just like all those other, ching, all those other words. I mean, you guys saw my article on my Blogspot the other day about, in New Jersey, Chink's Steak Restaurant. The owner said, the new owner bought it and said, you know what, this is a bad word. We shouldn't be using this, and we're going to change it. And the neighborhood rose up because they said, keep the name. And it's an obviously offensive word, but the neighbor's like, no, keep the name. We don't care. It's been your name for decades. Oh, my God. How stupid is that? But fine. Sonny, please. I want to hear what you've got to say.
This is a real – this is goes back to what I've said in the past. And the players themselves are not smart enough to be bigger than the word. Okay? And that's what it boils down to. And I'll say this, and I don't care what people say about me. People who use that word, they're just as dumb as the word. It's such an offensive word that if you try to make it mainstream to where it's acceptable, the people who are trying to do that are the idiots. Now, no one said that young people are smart. Okay, and that's what ends up happening. You got a bunch of young people trying to fit in, trying to be cool, and they think trying to you know hang with the brothers or whatever you want to do by saying the word nigga instead of nigger. Okay, they're just as stupid as they put themselves out to be because they don't understand the word. They don't know the real history. They know there were slaves, but they don't understand what it is about that word that's so offensive. They just know it's a word that a lot of people don't want to hear. They don't know the history of the word. If they knew the real truth and the real history of the word, they wouldn't even think about doing that. And that goes for black people too. They don't know the history of the word. They just know they've been oppressed. No, get back into it, find out what the word is and what the degradation of the word is. More so than just listen to a bunch of people say the word and they hang out in the neighborhood and you know what really just makes me really angry. And in my business, I'm not allowed to say anything. But
and
especially when I'm dealing with the indoor football league, these pictures that come out and they say a nigga looks at this and says this, and whenever I see it, it makes me so angry because they're not getting past the word. They're using it as it's acceptable, and that's the problem amongst black people. And they want to know why people don't want to try to move past the word. It's because they won't move past the word themselves. So as soon as black people, and I'm putting it out on them, and I don't care, and I'll argue it all day long, as soon as black people move away from the word themselves, it's never going to go away. And here's another thing. They deserve it for not to go anywhere. If they don't have enough stones to move away from the word and know how oppressive the word is, that is on them. That's up on black people. And if they ever want it to go away, they'll stop using it. And until that happens, it's going to be a word. It's going to be out there. And it's going to be an ongoing story for the rest of history because black people won't even stop using it because they don't know how oppressive it is until someone uses it in a light that they don't like. A white guy amongst the buddies and the brothers can say nigga, but, you know, once he puts a hard ER on the end of that, there's a fight. Well, how about take the word completely out of the language and be done with it? Instead, how about call the white guy that's hanging around there, why don't you call him brother instead of nigga? I mean, young black people are stupid to the oppression of the word, and until they get over it, until they stop using it themselves, it's always going to be an issue. So it could be the year 2095, and we're going to still be talking about the word. Of course, we won't be here, but they'll still be dealing with the word the N-word, nigger, because it will never go away because they won't do it. And by the way, black people throw the hard R on the end of the word as well. So they're just as guilty, and until they get over it, they don't have any right to bitch about it. And that's just my opinion.
Now, Sonny Clark, I love you, dude. I love you, man. You tell it straight. And when people talk about, you know, why is it that one word, guys, think about it. Why is it that one word gets everyone up? There is truly something about that word. And I don't pretend to know it all, but I'm going to tell you that I do, and this is how it goes.
Yeah, I know. You just burped.
Yeah. Guys, the kids of today are always going to be angry
stupid.
At their parents and the society. Well, yeah, stupid, too. They're always going to be going against the parents. And going against the parents, one way is to use the N-word, and for Hispanics, it's illegal, knowing that their parents came across illegally, and they're going to use that word. I remember the time that my father, he actually came across legally, and I was going against, I was talking about all of the illegals that are coming across, and he didn't push me, he didn't beat me up, but he straightened me up, and he says, all they want is a job. And if you're going to call them an illegal, don't be stupid. Acknowledge them for what they are. Are they illegal? Yes. But are you that stupid that you're going to use that word? If you're going to say it for what it is. Don't say it for what everyone
exactly.
calls them. And even then, he said, are they here illegally? Yes, they're here illegally. Why do you use such vitriol when you say the word illegal? And I learned what the word was and how bad it was. So kids
yep.
to defy their parents use those words. And until these idiots start changing that hatred is never going to go away. Why do you get these people that are in music, in entertainment, in television?
Yep.
Why do they use that word? Because it's a flash word. It is a bad word. And it will get attention one way or the other. And it's sad.
The reason why I don't listen to rap music, scorekeeper, I can't stand it. And being married to a black lady, okay, within their family, okay, and they use it. And I cannot tell you how many fights that I've gotten in within their family, you know, because they'll use that term toward my wife, and I'm in their face and say, listen, I don't know who you think you are, but who are you to call my wife that? I mean, are you kidding me? Within their own family, they don't get it. And then the white guy married to the black woman is trying to teach them about the word themselves when they should know more about the word than I do. They're older, and they should know the history of the word. And that's the problem. No one wants to go into the fact that the history of the word is horrible, and they don't do anything about it within their own family.
Sonny, let's end this. I mean, really, you have 1 minute. Right now. Get out of here. We're going to continue the program.
Right.
We're going to continue the program. Goodbye, Sonny. And we'll call in. And that's the way it's going to be. Folks, we're going to head on over to the Cash Potato Sports Show right now. The link is in the chat room. If you don't have the link, we're going to put it in there again. And we're going to head on over there, folks. And we ask you to bear with us. This was a good program today. Please join us. Gridiron Girl, thanks for being in the chat room. I notice you're silent. It's a very heavy subject. So we're just going to head on over there right now, folks, and we're going to see what's going to happen. But this is Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Money Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We're now on our way over to this couch potato. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Welcome. Our menu has recently.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.